Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Menachos daf mem ches Menachos 48. On today's daf yomi comes along Rabbi Chanina Tirasa, and he taught a teaching in front of Rabbi Yochanan. He taught a brisa, and the brisa discusses the following scenario: Shachat arba akivasim al shtei chavos. That a person is supposed to, when they bring the shnei kvasim for the carbon for Shavuos, when they bring the two sheep with the two loaves of bread, instead of bringing two sheep, this time the person brought four sheep with two loaves of bread. So what is a person supposed to do under those circumstances? So the Braisa says, Moshe Shnai Mehen Vizorek Daman Shaloshman. The person should first take the first two sheep and take their blood and sprinkle them with the wrong intent. We should sprinkle them with the mind to have a different offering. And then after that, since now we have the two sheep left, which were slaughtered for the Shnei Kvasim of Shavuos, then a person can sprinkle that blood properly. Shem Iato Merkach, because if you're not going to say this, if you're going to sprinkle the blood of the first two sheep properly for the Shnei Kvasim of Shavuos, then what are you going to do with the last ones? Because if you do that, you've caused the last ones to lose out, because you can't sprinkle them even for anything, even not for the wrong intent, because they've become invalidated once the blood from the first two sheep were sprinkled. And so therefore, this is the only solution that he could come up with. So Rabbi Yochanan challenges this brisa, and he says, how can we even say that? Do you want to say to a person, go and do in this sin so that you can benefit later on? How can we even say such a thing? And so the Gemara goes into a discussion about whether or not that is okay, or that is an acceptable idea. And the Gemara then offers the suggestion that what we do say is, we, under certain circumstances, we say that you can sin in order to benefit and do a mitzvah, but it's only where the mitzvah will be done right away. Says the Gemara, Amod v'chata b'shvil shetiske b'shabbos, k'dei shetiske b'shabbos amrinan. We say, go stand up and sin under certain circumstances, so you merit on that Shabbos. But what we don't say is, Amod chata b'shabbos, k'dei shetiske b'chol lo amrinan. We don't say, stand up and sin on the Shabbos, so that you merit after the Shabbos. So you benefit from something after the Shabbos. That we don't say, and that's the distinction that the Gemara draws. This concept of saying a person should sin in order to benefit after the fact, this is something that was raised in a very, very difficult case that came before the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer was asked about a person, whether or not there was a situation where a person was dying, and it was the second day of Yontif, which we know is a rabbinic holiday, because it's the second day of the holiday and the diaspora, and if this person would die, his wife would be left having to do Yibum or Chalitza. Since we don't do Yibum anymore, she wouldn't have to marry her brother-in-law, but she wouldn't be allowed to marry unless her brother-in-law would come and do and perform the ceremony of Chalitza with her. The problem is the brother-in-law was very, very far away. And there was a concern that they would never be able to be done this action of chalitza. And so therefore, they wanted to know, they went to the Chasam Sofer, and they said that there was an approach that said that the man could actually divorce his wife on the second day of the holiday. And as a result of that, the woman wouldn't be divorced, and she wouldn't fall to chalitza. Because if we wouldn't do this, if we wouldn't allow her to be divorced on the second day of the holiday, and to be divorced, you would need to have a person writing the get, and you would need to have people signing again, and if you wouldn't do this, there was the concern that she would remain an aguna, and she would remain, so to speak, like a chained woman symbolically, and that she wouldn't be allowed to remarry. And so this question came before the Chasam Sofer, and the person who had issued the ruling had said we should allow it, because the concern is, A, we know that we're allowed to violate the second day of the holiday because of kavod ames, honor for the deceased, and in this case, the person, if the woman remained an aguna, would be tremendously distressing for the neshama of her husband who died. And the second of all, we know under certain circumstances a person is allowed to violate the holiday in order so that the person does not get into too much pain on the holiday. And so therefore, perhaps under these circumstances too, that the wife would be in tzar, she would be in pain, and so therefore it should be permitted to violate the holiday for these reasons. So the Chasam Sofer, first of all, rejects these two points that this other person made. And the Chasam Sofer says, when we say that you're allowed to do something to help the dead, that's only directly to the body of the dead, but to do something so that the neshama of the dead should be more at peace after the fact, that we don't allow. And second of all, the Chasam Sofer said the idea that we do something so that this person not be in pain, that's also not relevant to this situation, because we're saying that that is only in a situation of fire, because when we would allow a person to put out a fire on Yontif, because otherwise the fire would spread and burn everything down. But that's only because that's a type of activity which is sometimes permitted on the festival, but not in this circumstance. However, the Chasam Sofer says, we see that Rabbeinu Tam would perhaps allow this, because Rabbeinu Tam, under certain circumstances, allowed a woman to become married on Yontif, to be betrothed on Yontif, because it was a great mitzvah, and because it was only a rabbinic prohibition not to get married on Yontif. So therefore, perhaps according to Rabbeinu Tam, but the Chasam Sofer says, no, we wouldn't allow it, because the Yerushalmi says that the reason why we don't get married is because it's like making a business transaction. And so he says, under these circumstances, it wouldn't be allowed, because you're actually doing something and the benefit is accruing to the woman after the fact, meaning to say she would only really be benefiting it when she would get married. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer was resisting the call to allow this aguna to receive a get on the second day of the festival. So even though there were great scholars who were arguing with the Chasam Sofer, he was issuing a stringent position which would prevent this woman from getting remarried. But we can point out the fact that obviously this had already happened, and he's writing about it after the fact. So I hope that this woman did not remain an aguna, and please God, we should never have a single aguna amongst the Jewish people.